Begin the current daf Masechet the Shabbos daf Pei Gimel. Begin the Amud Beis. Begin the taste of Maskel. It begins words of the Gemara. Avaydizar yesh leivarim v'chulu. If the halacha of avaydizar applies even to its limbs, Taz comes to prove that avaydizar that breaks, that we know that that's different than what we're discussing here in the Gemara. That is the Gemara. The question of Rav Chama bar Gurya: do we say avaydizar has the tuma even if its parts, limbs, or not? So Taisa says that Bishalchulius mi bayile. What we're discussing here is, well, how could it be in parts? It's simply because it's made up of different segments. And that's what we want to know, each segment tummy or not. But if it's in different parts because it broke, so Taisa Bashitale, that was obvious to the Gemara Dolim Bitama that it's not going to have a tumma. And the Taisa clarifies, he says, well, let me show Mekesha the Nida, that Pshitale. It's not that he doesn't know this. That from the comparison of a desire to nida, that's why it's obvious that benishtabra, that when it breaks, that it's the dami legamin la nida, that's okay, totally like a nida. She knows the miyachal lachzir, that person cannot put back, and therefore just like a nida is not matam levarm, so the desire when it breaks, it's not matam levarm. So he says, no, that's not where we know that. Meaning, as we're explaining, it's only by chulyas and not by nishtabra. And the reason why we didn't have a question by nishtabra is not because that's like the case of nida, because them kain, if the whole reason why avodzar that breaks is because it's compared to nida, that might come a little. Why does the Gemara say previously that the mebayalilib de bekiva, that this question by Muhammad Gur was only asked according to bekiva, because according to Rabbanan, the whole comparison of avodzar to nida is only to say that it does not have a tumas evarm. Well, what do you mean? What do you mean? According to Rabban, you could also ask the question that is there Evarim, Tumas Evarim for Avod Zara or not? Because they're nafkaluhum, because you could explain the ramification that Avod Zara ain't Levarim minida, that where do we know that it does not have Tumas Evarim? From Nida. Hanamili, we would say, when is it said? Kishnishtab legami, when it's totally broken, which then it's totally like Nida, where its limbs are not fit to put back at all. But by Avod Zara of chulyos, of segments, which you could put back, that's not exactly nida, then we would say that maybe the Rabban agree that there is tumah levarim, like we're asking regarding Rabbi Kiva. So in the fact that the Gemara does not say that, Ella, rather, obviously, the Vade, most definitely, that this that we know when Avod Zara breaks, that you can't put it back, that's beloy nida, pshitalei din shtab b'tayra. That we knew even without the limit from nida, that when it breaks, it's going to be tar, and that you don't have to learn from nida. The Gemara is saying over here that the whole question of Rabbi Chama bar Gurya was only kundra b'kiva, kundra b'banan, whatever we're learning out of a desire to nida is only to teach us that there's no tumas evarim, and therefore, obviously, that even by chulyas, it's not going to have tumas evarim, and that halacha is what you know from nida, because the halacha of breaking, that we didn't have to learn even from the case of nida. Continue next to the Masa, that begins the words of the Gemara, Ki Tabaylach, when they have the question, is Hecha De'en Hedyit V'chulu, when the regular person can't put it back. Which is going to explain that here we're talking about only from the laws of Tum of Adizar, and not regarding the Is of Adizar. And that is the Gemara, two different approaches in the Gemara, two versions regarding what is the question regarding if it's when the Hedyit could put it back, or the question is when the Hedyit cannot put it back. But that was the question regarding if it came out, regarding do we consider it as if it still has a Tum of Adizar or not. Now, so Tais comes to explain, he says, Le'inu tumma mibayi, like the Pirish HaKundras. The whole question of Racham Baguria, right, regarding the Seivarm, and then we had a question, again, is it something that a regular person could put back or not? The whole question was regarding the Isser of tumma, not the Isser of Hana. And Tais proves, he says, because Ule'el Nami Maisi Aplugit Rebbe Kibra Rabbanan. The Gemara previously, when it was speaking about the Machlegis Rebbe Kibra Rabbanan, that they have a Machlegis regarding tumma of a Dezara, the Gemara qualified and said that would be dependent of this question of Rav Chama bar Gurya. And that would only be applicable if it's regarding the laws of Tumah, because the Machlokes Rebbe Kiva and Rabbanan was wrong regarding the Tumah of Vodazar. Aval in Yisura, but regarding the prohibition de Eraisa, the biblical Isser of having a benefit from Vodazar, that's a taste of Leshayach Lemelef Minida. That has no application of Rebbe Kiva and Rabbanan to learn that from Nida, because again, that's regarding the laws of Tumah, not regarding that of Isser. So again, therefore, it's obvious that Rav Chama bar Gurya's question here of Evarim was regarding the Tumah. Now, Tais continues and he says that Va'avagav the Aser Bahano. Now, like we're saying, even though it most definitely is Aser Bahano, like we said, even when it's not attached, and that the question of the Gemara was not about, it was only about Tumah, still, but Tumah Drabanan, regarding the Tumah, which is rabbinic, that's Mibayle, that's where Rav Chama bar Gurya's question is, Iparcha. Does it lose its tumah when it's not attached? Ilav, if not. Now, so it tells us, mashma, it sounds like, from the Gemara's question, the behead yidyoch lachzira, that when a regular person could put it back, pshita da asira, that's obvious that the avodah zarah is going to be asr, b'hano, afil lishna basra, even according to the second version of the Gemara, which the question was, when the regular person could put it back, if it's going to be tummy or not, that, like we said, was only regarding tumma. But regarding isr, that was never a question. As Taisa said, "Me deboil in your tumah behead yoch lachzira." Since the fact that Gemara's question was regarding if it has tumah or not when the regular person can put it back, that is. But regarding the iser, obviously it's going to be asbana, because Taisa says, "Because the iser hanot derais the shari." Because if you would think to say that the biblical iser of having benefit from a desire would be permitted in such a case, so kol shekein the limitama for sure it's not going to have tumah, which is only rabbinic, which adds on the halacha of tumah. Which, if it's already bought l'shem avodah zarah regarding Isser, obviously would not have the laws of tum. Now, based on that premise, Taisa continues, says, "Navakash l'ri." It's difficult to the ri, because the prepared gemara of masechta avodah zarah nafnem tesma base pligi Rabbi Shmuel is machligas Rabbi Shmuel by avodah zarah shenishtabe meilah regarding an idol that breaks on its own, falls in the cracks. The Rav Amad tzrich levatel kol kesem akesem. Rav says that you have to nullify every single twig. I mean, the fact that it broke, it does not make it ice. Does not make it non-avodah zarah. You still have to nullify every single twig, every single part that broke. Shmuel Amay says, no, in avodah zarah tzrich levatel el derech gedilasa. The only time you have to be vatel avodah zarah to nullify it is if it's a normal way, when it's still intact. But when it broke by itself, so then the idolatrous says, hey, it can't protect itself, it sure cannot protect me, and therefore it's automatically by itself nullified. That's how the Gemara brings the machlekes. Now, uboyu l'ukma plukatayu b'shivri shvar. The Gemara originally wants to explain the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is talking about the broken pieces of the broken pieces, where it broke and then it broke again. Because according to everyone, when it just breaks, it's not batel. It's only by Shivri Shvarim that you have the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. But Umasik, actually, the Gemara concludes that actually, according to everyone, you're not going to worship Shivri Shvarim and it's going to be permitted. Rather, the Avodah Zarah Shel Chulyas Askinam. The Machlekes is regarding an Avodah Zarah of segments which it got detached. The head yidach lachzira, and a regular person could put a bag. Oh, that's where kamiflagi. That's where the machlekes is, which is the rav savar rav held kiven the head yidach lachzira v'chulu. Since a regular person could put a bag, so therefore he holds like that. And then loy batla, so therefore it's not going to be nullified. According to Shmuel, can be batla even if a regular person could put a bag. Says Taisis, says the Ri, Mashmit sounds like the Be'ein had Yoyach Lachzira, that if a regular person would not be able to put it back, a fellow Rav might, even Rav would agree to Shai there, it would be permitted. Problem is, here in our Gemara, in the Lishna Kam, we see that even if he could not put it back, it's going to be Aser. The whole question was if it's going to be Tummy or not, like we said, it's only regarding Tumma. But if a regular person could put it back, even according to the Lishna Basra, it would be Aser. And here again, the whole question regarding Tumma, and the Gemara does not bring that according to Shmuel, even a regular person could put it back, it would be Basel, and there's no Iser. So says of Nirlari, it seems to the Ri that, although it sounds like the same case, but no. The Hasan Pligi Bechulyas Kitanim. There's talking about small segments. The Kesha Misbarkin, when they become undone from the Avodah Zarah, have a Ke'en Shivri Shvarim. That's like a broken piece of a broken piece. Because actually, Taisa says, the Kama Hasan Mikara. As we find, that was actually the original of the Gemara's assumption when it was trying to explain what the Machlekes was regarding Shivri Shvarim. So though that's not what the Gemara maintains at the end, but it's something very similar to that, which is when it's small pieces, then it's like Shivri Shvarim. Aval Hacha Mayer Bechulis Gedailois. Here in our story, we're talking about large segments, large pieces. Now, for sure, Phil Shmuel might, that even Shmuel would agree, that's here, but no, there would be us, but no, Phil Ein Hedjar Lachzir, given the regular person cannot put it back, because that's like regular, a broken piece of a desire, not like Shivri Shvarim. And there was a whole question on the Gemara over here, which is regarding Tumad Rabbanan, but regarding the Isser, like we said, yes, everyone would agree that it would be awesome. Turn next to the Master, this begins words of the Gemara, Vesimulhem Baal Bris V'Gleimer. Taisa has come to explain why don't we bring a different pasuk, which seems to me that what would be the primary pasuk. There's the Gemara had a question regarding avodah zarah less than the kezias. What's the halacha? So Rav Yosef wanted to know regarding this question. Well, if it's regarding iser, what do you mean? There should not be any less than zvuv bali karin, which is a small little fly, like we learned. It says in the pasuk, "Vayisimul em bal bris l'kim." So Taisa points out a high krob b'sheftim. This pasuk is in sefer sheftim, which comes to learn regarding that they had their own avodah zarahs, and they had it in their pocket, and we see that it was very small. And then the Gemara says that was this avodah zarah of the fly. But Taisis wonders, because the read bothers the read. Lama lehebi krodim alochem. If you bring just a pasuk that says that it had a covenant for their deities with Avodah Zarah, and you're explaining that it means the Zavov Balikaran, so Lama Lehevi Kredim Malachim, why don't you bring the Pasuk and save Malachim? Zavov Balikaran, which is a Pasuk that references the Avodah Zarah, a Zavov Balikaran. If anyways, that's the primary element, so Lama Lehevi Yabraisa. Why bring the Braisa that explains the Pasuk of the Pasuk that Vayisimul and Baal Bris Lelikim, instead of bringing a Pasuk to explain that Pasuk, bring a Pasuk that explicitly says about Zavov Balikaran that you see that's considered Avodah Zarah. Says Taisa Yashim, what you could say is, no, Dima Hasim, have we only brought that Pasuk? So Hava Mina, I would have thought to say, Zavuv Gadol Hayim. It actually, yes, although there was Avodah Zarah in the shape of a fly, it's actually a huge, mega Avodah Zarah just in the shape of a fly. Elisha Hayim, like Dima Zavuv. It just had the image of a fly. Ah, Lekach Maisi Mahacha, therefore we have to bring this Pasuk. As we find, Shayu Cotton that was very small, Kishaz of them, like regular flies. Like the Bryce explains, that it was a covenant that they had, and everyone had it in their pocket. The Darish Lama Dechsev, and how does the Bryce know this? From the fact that the Pasuk says, Baal Bris, that it was their covenant, Mashmash, Korslam Bris, that they made a covenant with their Avodah Zarah, Lias Kol Shoatzlam, that it should always be by them, which means that they was able to fit in their pocket. Ah, Misvar Kamar. And that's what the Bryce says from logic. Zezvul Balikaran, why Avodah Zarah is so small that they could carry, is the fly. But again, had we brought the Pasuk explicitly mentioned the fly, we would not have known that it's small, and that would not have taught us this idea that no matter how small Avodah Zarah is, that it's going to be Asabana as Avodah Zarah. Turn next to the Master, it begins the words of the Gemara. Mames Begazais, Avodah Zarah Begazais. Just like the corpse has to have a shear of an olive to be Matame, so too the Avodah Zarah is the shear of Begazais. So that's going to explain that why don't we make the Hekish regarding a limb of Avodah Zarah. Now, there's a Gemara question regarding a regular Avodah Zarah, but if it's less than the size of a Kizayis, what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, as we said, the question is regarding Tumah. Do we see we compare it to Sheretz, as we find it's compared to Sheretz, which is the size of a lentil, so to Avodah Zarah, or maybe no, since it's also compared to a dead person, and that person, the minimum is a Kizayis, so too is that of Avodah Zarah. Ba'adah Taisus Tamil Ri, it's a wonder to the Ri. And that is what's inferred from Taisus's question is that he understands according to Rabbanan that they hold that Avodah Zarah is not metame only when it's intact. So therefore, that we makes sense that the halacha we learn out from a dead person, which is when it's intact, it's not it's going to be regarding the shear of even the less than the kazayis. But we're saying once we compare Avodah Zarah to mess, obviously the Hekesh is coming to say that the shear of Avodah Zarah is like a dead person. Because a dead person that's not intact, it's not matama only with the shear of a kezayis. So to Avodah Zarah, that even when it's intact, the shear is like that of a kezayis. Because Rabbanon, their comparisons are more lenient. But, and that's the rewonder, is Rebbe Kiva, according to Rebbe Kiva. So the Rav Chama Bar Gurya's question was according to Rebbe Kiva. So that says the Yeshna Levarm, if Rebbe Kiva holds that there is Thomas Evarm on the Avodah Zarah, so then Nuki Hai Hekesha de Lakula, so then make this comparison of Avodah Zarah to a dead person, which is the more lenient of the two, because that of a Sheretz is Mohammed, that of Adasha. Why are you saying that the Avodah Zarah is the Sheretz, because Zai is just like a dead person? You should say that the Hekesh of leniency to the dead person, the Begazai's A'evarim, is going on the limb of Avodah Zarah. On a limb, that's where we're going to say, okay, it's only going to have a tum if it has the shevik kezayis. Of Avodah Zarah Shlema, regarding an intact Avodah Zarah, that should be like a dead person itself. That even if it does not have the shevik kezayis, that it should have dumi demes kishu shalim, just like a dead person when it's intact. The metama afile imba kezayis. A tum of a mess, when the whole mess, it's even if it's not a shevik kezayis. This that you need a kezayis is when it's not a full mess. So then maybe we should say that the lenient interpretation, according to Bekiva, who is the most stringent interpretation, should only be on the Aver, but on the whole of Avodah Zarah, maybe it should even be less, just like a mess. That's the Taisa V'Yashlim. What you could say is that no, you cannot say Avodah Zarah is literally like a mess to say that it's going to have the Shiv Kezayis only on the limb, like when we say only part of a mess, because the bemez by a dead person, a fila aver shalom, it's not only the full intact dead person. Even the full intact limb, she'em b'kezayis, does not have a size of an olive, tame. It's also tame. Kedamina nami hasam, like the Gemara says over there that we quoted before, kachli aver echad, kamay kula. So it says that im kain, if that's the case, kachli aver echad, kamaikula, that it should be the same thing, meaning by a dead person, that we say it's tame less than a kezayis, is even by a limb. So it means to say that we see that the whole thing is like the limb of it. So by Avodah Zarah, we also should not differentiate between the whole thing or a limb from it. And therefore, even if you would say the interpretation that the Shir Kazayis is in the limb, then we would say it would be the whole Avodah Zarah too. But then Tzitzit says, we're going to say, wait a second, Akati Matzla Ukma Hekesha, B'chul Ya'achas, but we could still explain this Hekesh to the mess by one segment, and not the whole Avodah Zarah. Where the equivalent by a dead person is not considered a limb. And maybe only over there do you need by the dead person a kazayis when it's not a full limb. So the Bavai Dezara, when do we say it's the leniency of it needs to have the larger shiva kazayis? Is only by a segment, but maybe by a whole limb, and for sure the whole of a Dezara, that in the Chanami, maybe it would be even less than a kazayis. And that says, Taisa, what you can say is, no, that couldn't be the case of just a segment. Because then actually, even if it was an olive size, it would not be metamic. Because when it's just a segment, it's not even a whole limb of Avodah Zarah, that would be like, because the limb is like a broken thing, a segment of that is a broken, that would not even have any tummy even kazayas. So therefore, if we're saying that there's a shiv tummy kazayas, we're going to say, even if you say it's on the limb, we said you're not going to have between the limb and the whole thing. And that's how we know that if we're comparing it to mess, that Avodah Zarah is never going to have tumma, even a whole Avodah Zarah, less than a shiva kazayis. Ketanei says the Masechta, begins the words of Gemara, Nimodeno Misak. We should learn it out from the sackcloth. Today's going to explain that the boat is not like a regular kli that could have medras. That is, the Braisa brought that according to Hananya, he learns out that where do we know a boat is tar? From the comparison to a sack. Just like a sackcloth has to be able to carry it when it's full and empty, so too a boat, which is wooden, which is compared to a sackcloth, also has to be able to be carried when it's full and empty. Now, what bothers Tosis is that why are you learning out a boat from a sack? But a boat is a place where people sit. And if that's the case, it should have a loch of medras, because it's meant for people to sit. And if that's the case, then actually it does not have to be metaltim all over Reikin, and it should be tummy anyway. So that's what Tosis says. The Svina, enim yichedus lemed. It's not true. A boat is not meant for people to sit on. Ava pisha kol sheyesh mabani adam, even though people commonly are sitting on it. Some of Rashi explained to a specific type of a boat. But Mikamakam, even so, Ikorin Asuyis LePragmatia, the primary of the boat is made for merchandise, for cargo. And therefore, if a person's sitting, they say, get up, let us do our work. And therefore, it's not going to have the Tumah of Madras, because the Taisa explains, because if it was a boat that was designated for people to actually sit, actually, you're right. We would not learn that from sackcloth. Like the Gemara says, something that's tumas of medras is not compared to a sackcloth, and therefore, even if it's not be able to be carried full and empty, it would still be tummy. And therefore, here where we are comparing it to sack, must be that it's not something that's meant for medras, and again, therefore, it could have the comparison to sack. Continuing next, the master begins with the Gemara lafuki svina. Coming to exclude from a boat, that's not carried when it's full. Shteis can explain that although it is moved full in the water, that's not considered that it's movable regarding the laws of tumah. That's because the Braisa said from Chananya that a boat's not mekabel tumah because it's not like the sack; it cannot be moved full and empty. Shteis explains, "Umash metatals b'yam." We see that's moved when it's full and empty in the sea. Says Taisley Chashley Tilta. That's not considered that can be moved. The primary movement is not that you can't really move the boat. The boat's too heavy. It's only the water that it's moving. Therefore, that would not be considered something that's metali moliberdekan, and therefore, that's why Chananya says it's not mekabel tumah.